MITRE attack for cloud, mapping adversary techniques to AWS services. 5 critical MITRE attack cloud techniques: TNOS-78, T1530, T1552, T1580, T1619, explained with AWS specific indicators of compromise, detection signals, and mitigations. MITRE attack's cloud matrix provides a shared vocabulary for describing adversary behavior across cloud environments. But reading technique descriptions in the abstract doesn't build detection capability. You need to understand how each technique specifically manifests in AWS, what API calls it generates, where those calls appear in CloudTrail, and what compensating controls break the technique. This article focuses on 5 techniques that appear in virtually every cloud incident report. TNOS-78, valid accounts, what it is. The attacker uses legitimate credentials, IAM access keys, assumed role sessions, or console passwords to gain access. No exploit required, no malware needed. The credentials are valid and AWS will honor them. How it manifests in AWS: the primary source is IAM long-term access keys committed to version control. This happens with alarming frequency, and a developer creates a key for local testing, adds it to .env, and accidentally commits it to a public GitHub repository. GitHub's secret scanning and AWS's own automated IAM key scanning, which monitors GitHub's public feed, can detect this within minutes and notify the account owner, but the key is often exploited before the notification's acted on. A secondary vector is IAM keys baked into Docker images pushed to Docker Hub. The image's environment variables or file system contain the credentials exposed to anyone who pulls the image. Detection signal: CloudTrail will show the get caller identity call that every attacker makes first. The key signal is context mismatch. The call comes from an IP address outside your organization's known ranges. Check your VPN egress IPs and office IPs, or from a user agent string inconsistent with your tooling. A Python requests user agent calling STS, get caller identity, for a key normally used exclusively from the AWS CLI as a high confidence indicator. Automate detection on first-time source IPs per IAM principle. Mitigation: enforce IAM access key rotation policies, 90 days maximum, via IAM password policy and custom config rules. Eliminate long-term access keys wherever possible. EC2 instance profiles, ECS task roles, and Lambda execution roles all use short-term credentials through STS. Use AWS Secrets Manager to inject credentials at runtime rather than environment variables. Enable AWS config rule, access, keys rotated, and no unrestricted route to IGW. T1530, data from cloud storage, what it is. The attacker reads data from cloud storage objects, S3 buckets, specifically after gaining sufficient IAM permissions. How it manifests in AWS: 2 variants. In the opportunistic case, an attacker discovers a public S3 bucket, no authentication required, just a GET request to the bucket URL, and downloads its contents. In the credential theft case, the attacker uses stolen IAM credentials to call S3 get object on private buckets they've identified through the discovery phase. The credential theft variant is more dangerous because it targets intentionally private data, customer records, financial reports, database backups stored in S3. Detection signal: for public bucket access, there's no IAM event. The requests don't go through the AWS authentication layer, so they don't appear in CloudTrail data events. S3 server access logs are the only source. For credential-based access, CloudTrail data events on S3, when enabled, will show high-volume GET object calls from a principal that doesn't normally exhibit that pattern, or from external IP addresses. Key metric: GET object calls per minute per IAM principal exceeding 10x, the 30-day baseline for that principal. Mitigation: enable block public access at the AWS account level. This prevents any new public bucket configuration and can be enforced via SCP. Apply bucket policies that deny S3 get object from requests not originating via VPC endpoint, AWS source VPCE condition. For particularly sensitive buckets, add AWS principal org ID conditions to ensure only principals from your own AWS organization can access the bucket. T15552, unsecured credentials. What it is: the attacker finds credentials stored insecurely within the environment itself, in EC2 instance, user data, Lambda environment variables, unencrypted SSM parameters, or hard-coded in application configuration. How it manifests in AWS EC2 user data is the most overlooked. User data scripts run at instance launch and often contain credentials passed in as environment variables to Bootstrap configuration management. Critically, this user data is retrievable by anyone with EC2 describe instance attribute on that instance, including an attacker who has compromised a low privilege role. Lambda environment variables are similarly exposed. Any principal with Lambda get function configuration can read all environment variables for that function in plain text unless encrypted with KMS, which requires opt-in and a separate key ARN. SSM parameter store has both secure string and string types. String parameters are stored and returned in plain text and appear in CloudTrail reads without any indication the requester is accessing secrets. Detection signal, watch CloudTrail for EC2, describe instance attribute calls where the attribute is user data, particularly from principals that don't own or normally interact with those instances. Similarly, alert on lambda.getFunctionConfiguration calls from principals that are not the Lambda service or the function's owner. Anomalous SSM, getParameter, calls on parameters named with patterns like password, secret, key, or token from unexpected principals are also high signal. Mitigation, store secrets in AWS Secrets Manager, not SSM parameter store string type, and reference them at runtime via the Secrets Manager SDK. Enforce this via SCP by denying SSM put parameter for parameters with names matching sensitive patterns unless a KMS key is specified. For Lambda, use Secrets Manager references in environment variables. Lambda supports this natively rather than plain text values. Regularly audit EC2 user data across the fleet with a config rule or periodic describe instance attribute sweep. T15.80, Cloud Infrastructure Discovery. What it is, after gaining initial access, the attacker enumerates the cloud environment to understand its topology, identify high-value targets, and find paths to privilege escalation. How it manifests in AWS, a burst of describe and list, API calls across multiple services within a short time window. The canonical pattern is IAM list users, IAM list roles, IAM list policies, IAM get policy version, EC2 describe instances, EC2 describe security groups, EC2 describe VPCs, RDS describe DB instances, S3 list buckets, secrets manager list secrets, Lambda list functions. Each of these calls is individually benign. They're read only and appear in automation, tooling constantly. The signal is the cross-service breadth from a single principal within a compressed time window. Detection signal, establish a per-principal baseline of which service namespaces are called in a normal hour. A principal that normally calls S3 and Lambda, suddenly calling IAM, RDS, EC2, and Secrets Manager within the same 10-minute window is anomalous regardless of whether each individual call is authorized. An event bridge rule can detect 50 distinct API calls from a single principal in a 5-minute window by aggregating CloudTrail via CloudWatch metrics. Guard duties recon IAM user malicious IP caller finding covers the case where the calling IP is known malicious. Mitigation least privilege IAM roles limit the utility of discovery even when it occurs. An attacker who can only call Lambda update function code on a specific function gets little value from broad enumeration. Enable AWS config to continuously evaluate IAM policies for cross-service wildcard permissions. Use IAM Access Analyzer to identify and eliminate roles with overly broad list and describe permissions at the organization level. T16.19, Cloud Storage Object Discovery. What it is, the attacker enumerates the contents of cloud storage, listing S3 buckets and then listing the objects within them to identify which data is worth exfiltrating. How it manifests in AWS, a two-stage sequence. S3 list buckets to get the complete list of buckets in the account, followed by S3 list objects v2 on each bucket to enumerate objects by prefix and key. An attacker looking for database backups will look for prefixes like backups, dumps, zo, exports. An attacker looking for financial data looks for prefixes like reports, finance, invoices. The enumeration itself doesn't copy any data, but it directly precedes exfiltration, T1530, in virtually every observed incident. Detection signal, S3, list buckets calls are management events, always logged. Alert on S3 list buckets from any principal that hasn't made this call in the prior 30 days. For S3 list objects V2, this is a data event and requires explicit enabling. But if you have S3 data events enabled on your sensitive buckets, calls to list objects V2 on those buckets from unexpected principals should fire an alert. Guard duty's S3 bucket enumeration finding aggregates these signals automatically. Mitigation. The key defense against T-Wexines 1-9 as a precursor to T-1530 is S3 block public access plus VPC endpoint policies, even if an attacker can enumerate your bucket list via S3.list buckets. A bucket policy requiring AWS source VPCE means they cannot download anything unless they're inside your VPC, which requires a separate compromise. Combined with S3 Glacier instant retrieval for sensitive archives, the objects are still accessible, but bulk retrieval takes longer, giving detection systems more time to fire. Building detection across all five techniques. Each of these techniques has detectable signals in CloudTrail when the write logging is in place. The common infrastructure requirements are multi-region CloudTrail with management events, S3 data events on sensitive buckets, guard duty enabled in all regions, and a SIEM with per-principal behavioral baselines. MITRE ATT&CK isn't just a taxonomy, it's a detection checklist. For each technique in the matrix, ask, do we have logging that would capture this? Do we have an alert rule that would fire on it? Would we notice within an hour, a day, or a week? The answers tell you exactly where to invest next.